My name is Pastor Mike Landsman, and this is the podcast for Zion Stone United Church of Christ. This podcast is taken from my weekly Sunday morning sermons. I pray that as you listen to them, they will be a blessing to you and strengthen you in your walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here's what we have for today. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and our Redeemer. Short reflection for this evening, simply titled, This is the Night. This is the Night. It's my belief, and I think this bears itself out when you study the scriptures and you study the way the church has interpreted the Old Testament, is that the Passover imagery that we see in Exodus chapter 12 is the primary way that we are to interpret the events of Holy Week. Passover, I think, is that controlling motif, that controlling image of how we're to understand Christ's giving of himself upon the cross and what that means for us as we call upon him as our Savior and follow after him as his disciples. And it's interesting to me that in Exodus, the Lord tells Moses that the Passover meal will be the first month, the first day of the year for you. This sacred meal that they will be sharing together in haste reorients their entire calendar, reorients their entire culture around this event. This event is nothing less than God's act of deliverance that they do not experience until they sit down together, slay the Passover lamb, put its blood upon the lintels, and then eat of the lamb in haste. I also think about what's going on in Egypt at the time, about what is actually going to be happening, what God is actually doing here. When we hear about the firstborn of the Egyptians being killed, because we're modern people, we often see this as a troubling text, and it is a troubling text. We see the death of all of the firstborn in Egypt. No one is spared. No animal, no person. But we have to remember, brothers and sisters, the whole story, because oftentimes we forget. And we have to go back to the beginning of Exodus, when the Egyptians begin to enslave the children of Israel and they grow so numerous, the only thing they can think to do is commit genocide. And what does Pharaoh say? Any male child that you find, you're to take it and throw it into the river. And this is what launches the story of Moses, because they disobey by building a little boat for him. And we know how that story ends. What's happening here with the death of the firstborn is that God's justice is finally setting things in order. And that's what God's justice is when we read the scriptures. We dare not think of God's justice as something that God is, as maybe some of our more Reformed and Calvinistic brothers and sisters might believe, that God is just. No, God is not just. God, probably, maybe we could say God is the source of justice. But justice in the scriptures is the reordering, taking chaos and bringing it back into line with which God intended. And so what we see here is the rebalancing of the wickedness placed upon the children of Israel by the Egyptians, and God bringing his justice in and making all of that right. But the firstborn being slain also reminds us of Christ's own battle against the enemies of sin and death. Also, it's interesting to see here, I preached on this many years ago, about the events of the Passover being God's act of judging the gods of Egypt. And we think to ourselves, that doesn't really make sense, but we have to remember, the Old Testament authors don't believe Well, the Old Testament authors don't believe that there are no other gods. They do believe there are other gods, but they believe that they are false gods and that they serve the one true, living, and everlasting God, greater than all the others, because he's the one from whom all things come to be. And so this act of Passover, this act of deliverance, and all of the plagues leading up to it is God's act of justice, his act of judgment against the gods. And then we think about St. Paul's words in 1 Corinthians, where he talks about how approaching the Lord's table unworthily, he says to examine yourselves. Examine yourselves, lest we are judged. We also have to remember, brothers and sisters, when we think about St. Paul's words, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me, and when we come before the Lord's altar and table this evening, that word remembrance, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation because it's been a while since I've taken Greek, amnesis, forgive me if I misquoted that, that's not actually in my notes, I just remembered that. I'm probably wrong, but you get the idea. This word remembrance does not mean when we come here to the table and we drink from the chalice and we eat the bread, or I dip the bread in the chalice and I place it in your hands. This is not meant for us to merely remember Jesus, because we weren't there. We don't remember how he looked. We don't remember what the disciples looked like, because we weren't there. So sometimes what we do is we try to have an image of our minds, right? I'm remembering Jesus. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But this word remembrance doesn't mean a mere mental recalling, but it is making present, making something present, a reality present. So when I opened up the service this evening, I started off with, this is the night that Christ, the Son of Man, gathered with his disciples. This is the night that Christ, our God, gave us this holy feast. This is the night that Christ, the Lamb of God, gave himself into the hands of those who would slay him. Brothers and sisters, this is the night that God began to deliver his people from the clutches of Egyptian tyranny. Right now, we are making present in the Lord's Supper these realities. So even though we might not know what Jesus looked like, so we can't remember him in a certain way, we are actually brought into those events as if they're happening with us right now. Christ's once for all sacrifice. You know, we're going to sing later on, were you there when they crucified our Lord? We're going to sing, were you there when they crucified our Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. That'll be tomorrow, we'll sing that. In a way, when we come before the Lord's table and altar, and we partake of his broken body and blood, we are. And that's a divine mystery. We're making present right now what happened not only 2,000 years ago, but even further back into the mists of the Bronze Age, when God delivered his people with a mighty hand, saving them from their great enemies of sin and death and Satan. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. For listening to the sermon podcast for Zion Stone Church, I'm Reverend Mike Lantman, and I'd like to extend to you an invitation. If you're ever in our area, to please worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:15. If you'd like to get a hold of me, or would like some information about the church, or just have some questions, feel free to reach out to us on our Facebook page or via email. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you.